Grow, grow, grow a garden, grow it nice and green. The rain will help our garden grow to the biggest you've ever seen.
Speaking of rain in the desert, you know what I've noticed? And I don't know that I ever really noticed this before, but the difference between summer and winter rains is in the summertime, the smell of creosote is so much stronger than in the winter. I don't know what that is.
You're right.
Something with the heat, but I was telling the kids.
Maybe because it's melting.
that's the smell of creosote melting.
I don't know, but you're right. You don't smell it as strong.
There's just something about that summer monsoon rain out in the wide open with the creosote. That aroma is one of a kind. But we won't get to all the books today. There's a couple just rifling through. There's the Encyclopedia for Country Living. That is a great resource for everything. It's like all of these in one. It's a huge pamphlet. I don't think it has a lot of recipes. So that one with the community supported ag. There's another one, Pollinator Friendly Gardens. That's a really good one. If you are gardening, you kind of already have pollinators, but this one will, specifically if you want to have butterflies, hummingbirds, bees, and not necessarily gardening for food consumption, but just to watch and enjoy
attracting
the nature.
Pollen. Mm-hmm.
But there's another one that doesn't even have anything to do with edible gardening, but Desert Gardening by Steve Martino is a coffee table book. I mean, the pictures in it, it's like if you could picture the secret garden, but for the desert. And it really gives you an idea of just how many different plants there are, the different shapes to all the plants, the different structures, the architectural branch architecture, I think is Eisenhower calls it, of different trees. And it's like, it's how to bring a botanical garden, scaling it to your own backyard.
He's one of the very early forerunners in xeriscaping and using arid-adapted plant material in landscapes here. So it's probably very good.
And every one of those gardens are right here in Arizona. These are actually projects he completed that you can see in the background some areas. Oh, that's Camelback Mountain. No, that's Squaw Peak in the background. Oh, that's the boulders. So it's all relevant. As localized as you could possibly get.
For southern Arizona, yeah, for sure. Yep, he's right here. So.
And it's a big one. I mean, it's a hardback, and it's like legal-sized paper left to right. I mean, it's a big, heavy book, but it's the pictures in it and the hardscapes and the features, it really gets you inspired to get something drawn to your own backyard. I could visualize this in my living space, my outdoor living space.
There you go.
So, wrapping up this hour,
One thing we didn't mention, we are, a day or two away from February, right? So with this moisture, we're probably close enough if you got the inkling you're going to get out to start fertilizing citrus. Valentine's Day is only a couple weeks away, so if you want to take advantage of good, moist, wet soil, fertilizing your citrus and fruit trees, pruning roses and deciduous fruit trees should be, that's on my list this weekend. So to do those.
And when you're fertilizing your citrus, because it's wet right now, it'll probably be better than waiting a couple more weeks.
Well, that's my thinking, is you already got pretty moist, wet soil. It's pretty easy to get it watered in and dissolved and incorporated into the soil. So I think it's probably a good idea if you are going to do some gardening chores, just add that to your list this weekend.
And what do you like to fertilize your citrus with?
Well, there's a number of things. If you want to go organic, of course, I work for an organic fertilizer company that would love for you to buy our product. It's the Farm's Choice organic fertilizer.
And you have the pelletized.
Pelletized, or you can buy a crumbled product, either one. Available at a number of nurseries and garden centers around town. If you go onto thefarmschoice.com, there's a list of people that handle it. More conventional, the old organo citrus food is still very good. Fertilome makes a good one. The one thing I just got, and I don't think you see too much of this anymore, but the combinations of citrus and avocado, probably not a great idea. But, you know, all fertilizers work. They all, if they have an analysis, they'll work. It's just the analysis dictates how much of it you need to use. So, you know, follow the directions. That's the main thing. But no fertilizer works if it's left in the bag in your storage shed. And I over the years I've seen people could start a museum of antique fertilizers. You know, there's stuff that's 30 years old that's rock hard, solid hard in a bag or a box sitting on their shelf in their fertilizer. They don't work. They all work. There isn't a fertilizer out there that if it has a nitrogen, a phosphorus, or potassium, or some trace elements in it, it's going to work, but you got to use it.
Why are you guys laughing?
I found some MSMA on my shelf.
Well, there's an antique. We used to have a wall.
When did they quit selling that stuff?
It's probably been 10 years ago now. But we used to have a little wall, a collector's wall. Every time they'd take something, the EPA would pull something or whatever. We'd pull a bottle off the shelf and had it stored.
John Jay, thanks a bunch for joining us this hour.
You're welcome.
Next Saturday, we start a brand new month. It'll be the 6th, so we've got the Farm Bureau in. We'll be talking about Arizona pistachios.
Next hour, if you know someone that's renting, you've got to call them, wake them up, and get them to tune in the next hour. Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending is going to come in and talk about whatever you're paying for rent, how big a house that can buy. Call the renters you know. Get them to tune in right now.